Up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
A lot of people across the Goulburn Valley were very excited yesterday because some restrictions were lifted. We spoke about it earlier in the show, giving shout-outs to pubs, restaurants, cafes. People are keen for someone else to cook for them, it seems. But another industry that's now able to reopen is the beauty industry.
Great news for them.
And this includes places that offer, you know, your waxing, tanning, eyelash extensions, nail salons. It's just beauty stuff, things that you think beauty. It's them.
Fake tans.
Exactly.
I can go get a massage now.
I think some. It depends where you go.
Do you know what I've really, really missed? Facials.
Yeah. I tell you what, I only got into a facial last year, but after I had one, it's a game changer.
I think I've only had one my whole life, but I miss it anyway.
You can now have one. And look, I was with some of my girlfriends over the weekend, and they were telling me how excited they are to get their lashes back on. They love their fake eyelashes. And I know for me, I'm very keen to get the old mani and pedi again, because you can never do your nails as well at home as you can when you go to a salon. It's unbelievable what they do there. And this is very exciting, and we need to support these local businesses who were forced to shut down. We need to push money back into them, into our community. I do, however, think before we start rushing back into the salons that we should take a second and think, why are we going there? Because for me, being in isolation, and you would have noticed this as well, Josiah, I've come to accept my natural self a lot easier than I could pre-ISO. So before ISO, I couldn't remember the last time I didn't tan on a Thursday night. I'm a tanner from way back.
Is this something, obviously, that you've gone through, but you reckon a lot of your friends and a lot of people listening out there would be going through, as you've realised what is important and what's not?
Exactly. I think it's beforehand, like, I used to hate my pale skin. I would look in the mirror and go, oh, that's not nice. But now, over the last couple of weeks, I guess I've got a different perspective on myself, and I think that's come with time and seeing myself every day as my natural self. And I don't think it, like, my skin's ugly now. It's just my skin. Like, that, there's nothing wrong with it.
So you are, yeah.
Exactly. And that, this is what isolation has allowed me to do. So don't get me wrong. I'm not going to stop tanning completely. I'll definitely, June long weekend this weekend, I'll be tanning. But instead of putting tan on to cover up and hide my natural skin, I'll be putting it on as something to spruce myself up, like an extra.
Good.
It's just something a little bit more, you know. And throughout isolation, I've heard language from my friends and family such as, I'm so ugly without it, I'm unbearable to look at, I'm hideous, I can't leave the house looking like this. And this kind of language, I'm sure we can all say. You've got your sisters, like, I've definitely said stuff like that before, and I know, well, hearing my friends, we've all said it. And it doesn't just have to be females. I think males as well, they've felt the same. As there's so much pressure these days to look a certain way, which I think for me, it's Instagram. That's what plays this massive role in the pressure of how we're supposed to look, because we're forced to believe there is only one type of beautiful, a look that depends solely on what's on the outside, and a look that compares to models online who are highly, highly edited.
Yeah, I feel like everyone does that as well. I've got two sisters as well. Mm. And you know that everyone looks to Instagram, and you compare yourselves to others as well.
You try not to, but you do.
It's a dangerous thing to do as well.
And this isn't true, though, because this isn't what beauty is all about. Like, my beauty, your beauty, isn't defined by what you look like, but instead it's the person you are. And what makes up a person is a whole lot of traits, like kindness, humour, courage, compassion. And those traits are what makes someone truly beautiful. Now, I'm not saying don't go back to any of these beauty treatments. Definitely do. Like, how good is being pampered? There's no better feeling than someone else doing something for you. But rather, I hope that before you go back and get your lashes and tan, any beauty treatment done, you take that second to look in the mirror and know that that person, all natural self, is already beautiful. So for me, I want to take what's happened out of isolation as a positive. So this is the positive I'm taking out of what happened with COVID. And I know that we all can probably do this. It's not hard to look in the mirror and go, you're beautiful, but it's hard to say it out loud.
Yeah, work out what works for you with your personality, I think, is the best thing, and make sure you suit to that, and find out what is important and what isn't.
Mm. And don't feel like you have to cover up, but definitely go get treatments done. I mean, I reckon I should take you for a mani or a pedi.
I've never had one in my life.
I feel sorry for anyone who's going to have to touch your feet.
I've got pretty girly fingers as well, so I wouldn't mind one if there's any local salons. I'll come and support you guys later today.
But love yourself, guys. Know that you are beautiful inside and out.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.